We are sitting here again on the banks of Mother Ganga. It is still light, but the sun has set behind the mountains in front of us. Mother Ganga is coming as a swift stream with very nice waves. Sometimes some waves like this one. Now you couldn't hear it, but some waves come crashing at the bank as if she reciprocates and says, yes, I'm here. Staying at the banks of the Ganga is extremely effective for one's spiritual advancement. Even great kings give up the happiness of possessing a kingdom because they know drinking the water gives them liberation from the cycle of birth and death. Here is such a verse, text 6. Api prajam rajam trinamiva parijaja sahasa vilola dvaniram tava janani tiram shritavatam sudata svadiya salilabaram atriti bibatam jananam ananda prari parihasati nirvana padavim. I must excuse myself, I couldn't get the Shikharini meter. Here's the verse. Oh mother, kings spontaneously give up their well-established kingdoms as though they were grass and come to your banks where cane plants, the sugar cane plants, are moving to and fro. Here they drink your water, more tasteful than nectar, in great abundance, to their full satisfaction. The happiness of such kings who have given up their well-established kingdoms makes a mockery of the state of nirvana or liberation. So, the kings have given up their kingdoms, which sometimes may have reached the shore of the ocean. It's a big kingdom. They have done this because there's greater happiness available from living at the banks of Mother Ganga and drinking her water. There are many plants waving in the winds. And these plants give enough shadow which provides comfortable dwelling places for the residents. In another verse, Jagannath says, there are trees and when they see people come to the banks of Mother Ganga to just stay there for a little while and then return to their own country, these trees laugh at the people. And the way they laugh is all of a sudden flowers come. It's a flower-like laughter which comes and then falls out of their mouths. they think these fools, they have come to the perfection and they want to go back to their countries, Russia and Delhi and possibly Spain. The trees have to laugh about this. Kings have spontaneously given up their kingdoms. And now Jagannath says, sometimes it may not be possible for one reason or another to reside at Mother Ganga's place, shores. But if one remembers Mother Ganga by chanting with one's tongue her name, everything becomes supremely beneficial. Here's the verse. Upon remembering the name of Ganga, even once, one's mind becomes peaceful instantaneously. And if pronounced respectfully, her name quickly removes the sin and suffering of the world. May that name of Mother Ganga, so sweet to hear, shine beautifully on the lotus of my mouth with my very last breath. In text 44, he again speaks about the power of the name Ganga. O Mother, who flows through the three parts of the universe. What are those three parts? One is the heavenly planets, the next is here the earth, and the last of the three parts is hell. Mother Ganga flows everywhere. Some people worship various gods with troublesome service. Some people are constantly engaged in performing sacrifices. And again, a few others are attached to the practice of Yam and Niyam of the Ashtanga Yoga system. Now all these processes are difficult. Sacrifices, yagyas, worshipping demigods, practicing accurately each single injunction of Yam and Niyam, never lying, never stealing, never having a covetous desire, the desire where you wish. But he says, I have not no faith in any of these processes. As far from me, having got all my desire, I have got all my desires fulfilled by the remembrance of your name. And in this way I consider the network of this material universe to be a mere net of dry grass. In other words, according to the logic from Brihad Naradiya Purana, that the name is the most powerful representation, it says Haryanama, Haryanama, Haryanama eva kevalam, kalonasteva nasteva nasteva gatiya anyata. It says in this age of Kali, the name is the highest means of perfection. All other processes don't work. So according to this logic, Gangadas says, I have given, Jagannathas is saying, I have given up all other processes. All I do is I simply repeat again, everyone join me, Ganga, 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 Ganga. At the end, I want to say there are a few descriptions in the Shastras about the name Ganga, what it means. Ganga means she comes from heaven to earth. Ganga also means she has reached the earth from the foot of Lord Vishnu. Ganga also means she has reached the earth from the foot of Lord Vishnu and from the head of Lord Shiva. Wow! The foot and head river. And the next is Gamyate Sopana Bhutaya Jaya Svarga Sa Ganga. Ganga is the staircase by which heaven is attained. And the last, Gamanat Ganga Iti. She is called Ganga because she helps one going. It is personally experienced by Bhadri Vishal Prabhu that Ganga Devi has helped him to move forward in his life. First, I met him when he was roaming about in Haridwar without any fixed home, doing Madhukari here and there. And then all of a sudden, the next meeting, I see him happily welcoming me in his beautiful temple, which looks like a representation of Vrindavan with all the trees and tulsis. It's a big temple. Ganga Devi has moved him to a big temple. The next thing, Ganga Devi has moved him to Vyas Chetty and moved him to build this beautiful ancient 500 years old Ram Mandir. Ganga is moving devotees forward, so it is our hope that Ganga Devi will move forward also. Ajit Govinda, Atul Krishna, our Krishna Murari, our Rupakit Nikunya, and hopefully myself. Bhaji Vishal is already like a piece of colorful cloth which who is dancing in the waves of Ganga. Hare Krishna. Let us now all lovingly say the name of Ganga. Ganga, all of you join us in the tape and here. Ganga, 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 Ganga. Ganga, 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 Ganga. Shivaji Ganga Devi ki jai.